Hello, this is Comedian OK, and the show is called Seeing the Great Change in Your Desires. But the show title, that is the title for each show that you're going to have for Thursday at this time, the name is Seeing the Change from the Past and Being the Change for the Future. And then this is what this show about. It's about men, women, the young adults, children, people dealing with battered and neglecting platforms where it's toxic platforms that are not allowing the voice to be heard from the direct source of the voice. What's going to happen on this actual journey of this show platform as we move through days, weeks, and months? We're going to have people on the show platform giving you different perspectives and experiences that journey is highlighting other people's path. Now, it's so important that we take the time to understand the urgency of what's going on with each individual. As they hear this conversation, as you hear this conversation, that you are giving the proper understanding, the time to heal properly, because every person is not learning at the same capacity that may be allowing them to be freer or more connected with the actual opposition and with the actual victims that are going through this. It's so important that we take the time to understand what is going on with each person before we try to label the whole entire group as a whole, the opposition. For some men, this always seems to be in the sense where people tend to say, you know, there's no reason a man should be getting battered. There's no reason for a man to be neglected. As they say these things, they have just pretty much compromised the actual harvest, because as they are working out the apple and the actual fruit that comes to the actual growth, that takes time to get to the harvest, where it's something there to be duplicated and be able to come back and utilize that same platform. They, in so many capacities, they went through the same opposition. Some people may not acknowledge what is happening in their life, everyday factors like this. If you think to yourself, as you was a kid, as you was a teenager, as you was a young adult, as you became adult with children, as you became a grandfather, a grandma, a parent, as you become a stepfather, a step-uncle, a step-cousin, all these different instances of a part of other people's life. Now, you don't see anything in your journey showing different oppositions that unfolded in your life to make your life be what it is. Did you not get whoopings? Did you not get beatings? Did you not get hit with stitching cords? Did you not get beat by relatives? Did you get beat by cousins? Did you get beat by neighbors? Did you get attacked in other capacities? Did you get emotionally attacked? You know, these are others. Opposition. Are you being neglected? Huh? Are you neglected by yourself because you have put yourself in a position where people are taking advantage of you and you act like it don't exist? You act like you want to assist them on taking advantage of you because how they look. Oh, well, they're attractive. Oh, well, they got all kinds of good personalities. Are they successful? I mean, what to the point in your life that you have not recognized being neglected? What part of your life you say, I am part of problem, telling you different things is going on in life, and you recognize that in your life because you did not deal with it, you're making them feel like what is wrong with them is wrong because you didn't recognize in your actual understanding this was wrong a long time ago. Because you allow these things to happen, you want to start making other people feel uncomfortable. They're trying to, it's freeing you. You understand that? Once you recognize that, it's freeing you. And because you don't want to be free in this capacity, you want other people to suffer for something that you didn't take the actual, you didn't get the credit for actually being the first one to think about this. No, you're not allowing any other person. At this point in time, we 6 minutes after the hour, and I want to take a little bit of time to see deep in you, see deep in your ideas. I want to see deep in your freedom. I want to see deep in what is in your life at this moment. The time to see. Look in deep inside of what's going on in your life and seeing how other people around you being affected by your knowledge of not taking responsibility for what's going on. You're in a position. You might not have no money. Some people may have more money than you got, but you have actual part in this process actually not going on and keep tenaciously allowing this to actually happen. We are dealing with so many different levels of not being fair voices or not being heard because people are trying to muffle the sound. People are trying to look inside of their lives and try to give it the empowerment of freeing lies to be given to others. No, it's not your job. No, it's not your job as a young person to be unfairly treated unfair. It's not your job as you look around and you think about child things and you're trying to live a child and people got you doing grown folks things, got you sitting here putting your actual fair well-being in compromising situations. Some people say to you because they got you where they want you to be. And they said, discredit this. Oh, this is what he's talking about. You're laughing at things that are helping you and allowing the problem to get relief from you not understanding and not allowing that freedom to take place. Because if you take the freedom and plant it in your life as a harvest, as you be a part of this journey, you'll get to see so many parts of your life become so much important parts of others' lives, or just being a part of the purpose, the moment, time. See within yourself. See something. Don't procrastinate on this. Don't allow these things to happen to others because you feel like, oh, it's not important. Everybody suffer. Yeah, people suffer as long as you allow this part of you to be a part of giving people no help, no freedom. This is a part of many things that you have seen in your nightmares. And you said to yourself, you enjoy it? You become addicted to this? You become a part of your worst enemy, nightmares, when you free yourself. And the enemy wakes up and look for you being here, now allowing change to be a part of the next segment. You must change this. You must change the outcome. It don't matter if it's cold, hot, winter, summer, fall, all those seasons. What does it really mean if you're not allowing that actual space in your life to be brought to the table where you want the meal to be prepared? You want the actual position of your life and what your wisdom is, and not to allow you to stay in that opposition. Allow you to be free. Wake up and smell the greater moments of your breakfast. that you prepare in your journey that allow you to be more important than you take the credit to being. You are worth all this. You're worth all the time. You, I don't care how young you are, you're rewarded. Your soul is not being compromised for the greater being of where your life is going to. You are worth all the more than what has been designed for you to actually see. And know what? If so many things are being said for the meal and for the conversation and for the time. And so we are looking at the importance of you. You are so important. You are so meaningful. This is not a joke, but the joke is meaningful to your joke. The joke is in your desire to be free. When you see this moment, happiness is happy because the jokes are freeing. And the jokes can be more meaningful than people want to take the time to feel. Jokes are freeing you from the problem. It is clearing you from all of this. It is telling the story. And as you be free, the world laughs because you have set the world free. We're going to get back to the top of the hour. We had 11 minutes after the hour. And you're talking to a comedian. Okay. This particular show, the name title is Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change for the Future. What does that mean? What does that mean? If you are part of the past, and I've seen the past, and now I'm seeing the future, happiness, laughter, it's all including with you. You are the ingredients that I use to pin the meal that's harvest, that's been preparated and been served for your appetite. And I want you to know that. And this is Comedian OK. And for those that don't know how OK is spelling his name, I'm going to tell you. Because AKA, my name, is something more deeper than you want to take credit for. It's a part of you. We are part of the past. We are the past. We are the future. And you won't let me be a part of seeing better moments? How you hold me back from seeing you being happy? You hold me back. Every time you don't do what you know, what I gotta do to you, for I can see you being happy. I don't want to be unhappy. I'm not happy when you are suffering. I need to be at peace because you at peace. You must see this for a moment. Just hold on a moment. I gotta think. I gotta put my brain to work. Y'all making me work hard. For what reason am I working hard? I don't get the meaning. And this point that you're making for me, you're making me work extra hard. I see the ability in you. I see the caring elements. I see the lives that you truly deserve. You sit here, sit back, and love this suffering to take heed in all our great moments. It ain't going to happen. Take it away. Drop it down the stairs. Break that curse. And step up to greater moments. And don't let me see you suffer for no good reason. Once again, we are 14 minutes after the hour, and it's a Comedian OK, and you listen to the episode, Seeing the Past, Jumping Over the Future. I don't know what the name title is no more. We're going to come back together. Maybe I can find some way to know what the title is of this show program. Are you reading the show program name? You want me to keep telling you this? What does it mean? What does it mean? The name title is so important, too. What reason is it? I don't know what I'm talking about now. I'm just so lost in the words to tell you right now. You're not listening. Evidently, you're not listening because I know there's no voices around hearing me talk. And I know I'm just here, just talking to myself. I need to be managed with some people with words of freedom, words of encouragement, I need to do the therapy session with all you. Bring your words that's coming up out of your soul. Smells like passion gas that keeps coming around the corner, sticking up. What's your odor? All right. I must back up. I have a meeting for this I'm going to. I have something to tell you. I feel so lost. I've been locked all in your pain. I'm smelling all of this compost in your journey. I must keep on impending the harvest where the soil of your life important moments won't get left in an unmeaningful purpose. This is a comedy joke that I want to be a part of. There's nobody to be invested in this until you take the time to preparate for your journey. And your journey will give you what you have pinned to it. All these vulnerable moments of grateful gifts. What am I going to do? I'm just a comedian. I don't have all the taste of what has been unfolding in greater moments until I get you where you need to be. I'm saying right now, I must take this time to say to you, I am going to go around the globe and lo, behold, the greatness that I see unfolding within you. I didn't forget you were here. Yes, as you touch me, as I see you, as I point my vision in your direction, as you feel all the vibrations of what stirred around in greater moments, I see you. I know who you is, but you have to show me reflection that I show as I look in the mirror. Show me you that I know pop up. I know it's right on time because the timer rings when the bell have alarmed you. It's time to eat. It's time for me to know all you. Don't forget, this message is supposed to be for you. And you are part of the message. We must dig in. Let's look in a little bit more. Okay, we have battered men and unbattered men. We have battered women and unbattered women. We have battered children and unbattered children. We have battered disabled people and battered disabled people. Man disabled, battered. Man disabled, not battered. Women disabled, battered. Women not able, battered. Children disabled, battered. Children not disabled, battered. Kids, boys, disabled, battered. Kids, girls, disabled, battered. I didn't forget. I don't know how y'all are. I try to be segregated. We all got opposition. But when we take the time to recognize those things and people opposition, then we can really see the purpose in all of our humanity and love and care. Look into your desire. Look into your free will. You say, I've never seen my free will. Because so many people have shown you things to make your soul be over spirit of not being in control and seeing more people be successful and be happy through your pain and suffering. That's not how it's supposed to go. We're not here to make people suffer. Let people become powerful that they need to be and throwing your meaning out the door. Only when they throw your meaning out the door because it's so powerful, it needs to be stepped out. It needs to see so much more. I'm getting to it. We must get on top of greater times. I want to talk to you. Hey, I don't know what state you're in. I don't know what city you're in. I don't know what time it is when you're looking at this show. I don't know what time it is if you can't see it. Somebody say, listen to this. You say, what are they talking about? What are you listening about?
We got to get somewhere. Do you have any way of getting us through the journey? Yeah, I cannot read Braille. But you can touch it. Give us the meaning of what it means. I see dot to dot to dot to dot to dot to dot to dot dot to dot. I say, what happened? Well, that was supposed to be bumping the bump the lump. What the hell is this? I don't know. But it means something. I know the Brills. I know it means something. It means a lot. The sign language means a lot. So if you around being neglected in sign language, stop it. You got to change your life. Sign language way. Okay? I want to change all that. Sign language, neglection, change that too. If you go to the dressing room and you're small and they got your butt out because it's so high up because you're high, we want to put some curtains down there to reach the bottom of the damn dressing room floor for you who have your butt tucked out. I know you've been neglected because the door is too high between the cracks. It needs to be lower to the ground floor so you will have your hips out. I know you're feeling bad so you see your legs sticking out and it feels like a strip tease. I know. Have your torsos and your waist is all out there and people are looking. It's none of their business. Stop looking under the door. Mind your own. I know it's neglection. And it's just different things. If you have a problem speaking of what people are speaking about, but you got enough words to say to insult everybody, you're not being humble to people's insecurities about they self. If you understand that part, you understand it's not your job to babysit people's insecurities and chastise them for things they don't know how to get out of. We must work together. We must care. And stop saying, oh, we all the same. We're not all the same. We're not. And recognize that that's part of the battle. But recognize we all deserve the same. Based on what we need, we can't say every person gets the same because some people need more than others. And you know that. You should not be holding against somebody based on their disabilities or based on them not having disabilities. We must come together and recognize this. We must understand the opposition that's played out. This is Comedian OK, and this show is about seeing the change from the past, being the change for the future. You know this. And being the change is part of recognizing when you're going through something. Recognize the next person when they're going through something. Don't forget when a guy is going through opposition as a kid. He's been neglected by relatives that all he's seeing is women mistreating men. Mistreating all the things. He said, man, if I'm not a problem, why am I not taking the time to see what is the solution to my problem? But if you're in a situation where I don't see healthy balance in men and women, then I get older. Women want me to be inherited to all the problems of all the other women. It didn't even look at me as a kid when I was vulnerable, wasn't even thinking about these things. And you want to waste this time as I get up on my feet and you want me to take the time? We are not the consideration on how people neglect it. As a group, because there's more of y'all that y'all can collectively neglect somebody as a customer service or as a person walking past you, you want to talk about this person. It's so many things that you're dealing with. People say, oh, get over your ego, get over yourself. I mean, get over it. You're with yourself. I mean, but to get over you, around you, and making sure that the point the person is making is not looking at you inappropriate. It's like all these different points where a person can look at you inappropriate. Where are we going to being fair? We're saying fair is fair, and fair unfair is unfair. Where are we getting to? We must recognize
is 25 after the hour. This is Comedian OK. And shortly we are going to wrap up this show. Next week I'm going to have guests on this show because this is like something that I can't mention. Being on the show, talking about topics, talking about subject matters related to people's lives, it's so many. It's like being a book, month books. And if someone don't pull your book, the lesson that you're teaching them may not be meaningful for them because we know so often when someone is teaching you something sometimes, it's when you least expect it. And not only that, it's when the uniform doesn't fit what you are accustomed to liking. It is something about trying on something that fits you better than you ever anticipated. Conversation. Now, I see in so many places around the world where the youth is sitting as adults because there's so many youth that's all young because of what's going on in their life. It's not perpetuating discrimination to get your time. You must look at sometimes people that's telling you what you need to know and you committing to them than people that you're trying to micromanage into the form of that look like what you've been seeing all your life. And you know it's not true. We stick around and see people that look like you, talk like you, and still not you, and stuff is not happening right. Maybe it's more to it than that. Maybe you've seen people that look like not like you, and you see them do well, but then you talk to them, then you see things about them that they're trying to fit you into this kind of setup, straining, it wasn't meant for you to do. It's a natural life. It's natural. And as you see everything plays their role, you must get the actual reward that's here for you to enjoy. When people deny you these things, don't think it's based around things are not true. Yes is yes. No is no. No matter what language somebody's speaking, what narrative, it only changes when you get a position and they can actually modify the uniform of what you used to see. But the truth is the truth. A lie is a lie. And I'm getting ready to wrap this show up. We got a couple of minutes. And I want to say these things to you. From OK, Comedian, where in your life think the disasters are supposed to design your lives to be truth? No, no. We're going to free the greatness in all your desires. We're going to open up all your imagination and things that people try to close like was going out to business sale where they can sell your greatness. Your greatness can't be sold. Your greatness only opens up to see more better moments. And we're going to design the greatness in your moments. Let's free all the greatness across the globe. Open up all your fantasies. Open up all the harvest of all the greater moments inside of you. And let's say that's clean. That's open. That's free together. And that's free greater moments of freedom. No battered people. Free people. No battered people. Free people. No battered people. Free people. Free people. From battered people. Battered people, bring them to free people. Free people, open up the doors to more free. And we be free. And that's being free. Yes, this is the introduction to the episode of No More Open and Closed Doors. All we have is contained greater moments. Thank everybody, Comedian OK, and this show is wrapping up from the moment that we begin to be free in the open moment of greater you. Everybody, take care, and I talk to you again next Thursday. And guess what? We will start from the top. 6 o'clock p.m., everybody, ladies and gentlemen, young men, young ladies, talk to you soon. Committed, okay. I'm gone. Good night.